Joining me on the line, we have Craig Brennan from Next Step Counseling in Orillia. Craig, conflict is challenging in and of itself, but to admit that you were wrong, how do you effectively apologize? What does that consist of?
The first aspect of a healthy apology is you check at a humble attitude. You know, when someone has humility, they're not thinking of themselves more highly than they ought, but they're thinking of being humble and teachable, and they're wanting to regain trust. And so attitude is huge. The second one is atmosphere of acceptance. Are they being dismissive? So are they just saying, well, I'm sorry I was caught? You know, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 8 to 13 is one of the best pieces of scripture on how to genuinely repent. You know, godly sorrow leads to repentance and leaves no regret. Worldly sorrow actually leads to death, because it leads to a division of a relationship. And so that's an atmosphere of acceptance, that I'm saying, I accept what I have done. I see what I've done. And the ability to assess the offense, that's number three. So it's attitude, it's atmosphere of acceptance. And number three is to assess the offense and assess the conflict. And then fourthly is authentically seeking to learn what somebody did in that offense, and therefore affirming it, saying, I can see I offended you or hurt you in this way or that way. And then the ability to challenge, interesting, this is often not looked at in apology, but to challenge one's own distorted thinking.
Right, and that would be a lot of the overanalyzing, I can imagine. Do explain.
Because sometimes somebody who's seeking to apologize will go, well, if I admit to doing something wrong and say I'm sorry, then that person's going to hold that against me. And that can be catastrophic thinking or magnifying in one's thinking. So when I'm apologizing, I've got to challenge a lot of distorted thinking prior to that apology. And another aspect of that apology is emotional reasoning, which is the distorted thinking. Well, I don't feel I hurt him that bad, or I feel like if I do apologize, they will do this. So emotional reasoning can cloud the judgment of literally just saying, I have done wrong, I've offended you. And so an attitude of contrition and genuine remorse is so critical, and saying to the other person, what I did to you, in a very clear statement, I offended you by, and they identify how they offended them, they define what that must have done to them, and they clarify the offense. And then they say, I am genuinely sorry. And you could hear it in the tone. The delivery is key. That is, there's a tone of contrition, there's a tone of humility, there's a tone of sorrow.